Rare Celine S7 Superstar Hits Market. The Celine S7 was unveiled in 2000 as one of the few mid-engine supercars to come out of America and make a dent in international motorsport. With its powerful naturally aspirated V8 engine, it quickly gained attention from car enthusiasts and racing fans alike. The late Paul Walker once owned this 2003 Celine S7, adding to its Hollywood pedigree and racing bloodline. Despite his well-documented love of driving, the odometer suggests he didn't put many miles on it himself, with only 1,880 miles recorded over the past 23 years. Low mileage is generally favored by car collectors, but it also carries risks such as parts degradation and sludge buildup on the engine. However, given its history of being owned by Walker and likely other car enthusiasts since him, there's a good chance it has been maintained. The Celine S7 looks pristine, with its silver paint showing no obvious wear or imperfections. The interior also appears fresh, albeit looking rather antiquated and basic compared to modern standards. Performance is the main focus of this car, with a 7.0-liter naturally aspirated Ford V8 producing 550 horsepower and a claimed top speed of 220 miles per hour. With a 6-speed manual transmission and rear-wheel drive, it's bound to be an absolute hoot to drive quickly. The S7 still feels like a Lou Mans car that accidentally ended up with license plates, offering an unfiltered driving experience. The Paul Walker connection ensures this car was never going to stay obscure. Early 2000s supercars often felt completely unfiltered, and the S7 is no exception. Its raw power and handling make it a rare find for collectors and enthusiasts alike. The Celine S7's rarity and performance capabilities make it an attractive option for those looking to own a piece of automotive history. For car enthusiasts, this Celine S7 is not just a rare find but also a testament to the brand's performance capabilities and its place in motorsport history.